Well, welcome to Sports Day, and it is a brand new day, and we have stories that unfold each and every day, and we'll run through all of today's news first. And the one that we've got to get to off the top is the story around the Fremantle Football Club, and it's nice to have a chat to Chris Bond from the Fremantle Football Club, who is their football manager. Welcome, Bondy. Nice to talk to you.
You too, Carl.
Let's start with the negative stuff first. Now, you had a meeting, you, Steve Rosich and Ross Lyon, with Harley Bennell on the back of his behaviour on the weekend. What was the outcome?
Yeah, look, we had a really good chat with Harley. Obviously, we were away on the weekend preparing for the game against Richmond. So, and with Ross, with some media commitments, not back until today, and Steve as well. So it was a really good chance to sit down and have a good chat to Harley about the incidences on the weekend and really over the last few weeks since he re-injured his calf. So we were able to do that, really had some clear expectations with him, both with his on-field plan, which is to get his calf better, but that's secondary to the off-field plan that we once again reiterate, and he's fully aware of it.
Well, your $10,000 fine was handed out. Is that in part for this episode, or is that a combination of perhaps his behaviour since he had that setback with his calf injury?
Well, there's really a pattern of behaviour over the last few weeks that we spoke about today. So it really covers that period, falls in line with the AFL Players Code of Conduct. We've spoken to the relative people that we have, including his management, Harley himself and others. So, yeah, we were very much aware that we feel that was the best step moving forward.
Bondy, just from what I've seen, is that it looks like that he is in a pretty fragile state of mind, and he looks like that he needs all the support he can get at the moment. Is that a fair comment?
Well, look, yeah, Ross was on record as saying, you know, the support that we give Harley, but all our players as well. But, you know, our motto has been for a very long time, you know, to support the person, but we challenge the behaviour, and that's what we continue to do with Harley. And you know, we'll continue to do that with him. He's very much aware of the expectations that we have as a footy club, both from our coaches, our staff, you know, our players, and he's very much aware of that, of the values that we set out and that he needs to adhere to. So, but you're right, there is a level of support that we'll continue to give.
Bondy, it has caused some distractions, but you must believe strongly that he's got the capability to come back from this and have an impact, because we know at his best he's one of the premier on-ballers in the competition. Do you expect to see him back this year?
Yeah, I mean, we've been clear and we've stated that we're hoping to get him back playing a certain amount of football in the next 5 or 6 weeks. I mean, that's our plan. And we'll continue to do that. That's our job, and it's Harley's job as well, to make sure he does everything that he can to get back. And we've got full faith that he will. But, you know, we're still making sure that Harley does everything he can on the field, but there's also off-field challenges that he'll be working on, and he'll continue to do that.
It'll be a sight to behold to see Bennell, Hill, and also Michael Walters in the same midfield. Those two players that I mentioned having terrific seasons, and particularly Michael Walters the last couple of weeks going back into the midfield. Have we potentially seen the last of him in the forward line, because he's been brilliant throughout the midfield?
No, I don't think so, Paul. I think you know, the really good clubs and the good teams have got some real versatility with players that are able to play midfield and forward. We've seen that with David Mundy as well. We've seen it throughout the year with Fife. We've seen it with Stephen Hill when he was playing, going forward and back as well. So, but there's no doubt Michael has been able to, you know, step up in the midfield over the last couple of weeks. But look, we've been really comfortable with how hard he's worked and the leadership he's shown throughout the course of the year. But you're right, he's starting to get a bit of a ball, and no one deserves it more. He's an outstanding person, and works really hard at his game continually.
Now, did you get into the coach at all for leaving the coach's box early? Because you wouldn't want the players to do that. You wouldn't want them to walk off in the last 15 seconds, would you, Bondy? I know that he made joke of it, made light of it, and said he was down the pub having a couple of schooners, but you wouldn't want that to happen again, would you?
Oh, no, look, I'll leave that in Ross's hands. I think he and the coaches did a wonderful job in our preparation, and it didn't go our way in the last quarter. But at the end of the day, we found a way, and it was great resilience from our players and coaching team. But, yeah, I think he found out a bit later on than anyone else that David kicked the goal.
You were still sitting there. Now, you would have been happy to see it in David Mundy's hands, because he's got that uncanny knack of being able to produce at the time when you need to produce.
Yeah, I also feel that, you know, his preparation is outstanding. He's mentally tough enough just to stick to his routine. We all know that he's got great foot skills, but he's also got some great experience as well. I think we're all happy that he had the ball in his hands, but, you know, he's stuck to the process of what he does. We feel he's had a wonderful year, David, in the way that he's gone forward and also had an effect in the midfield. So we're really pleased for him and obviously us.
Bondi, have you been a little bit surprised at the emphatic response by the entire club and the team? It's been built on some of the senior players, but what I love about it is that everybody is weighing in. There's not one or two or three players that you're relying on every week. It's almost a different player standing up and delivering on a regular basis.
We're certainly satisfied that our football's improving all the time, but, you know, we don't look too far forward. From a footy club point of view, you know, things don't change. You know, the performances certainly from the wins and losses have changed from round two, but the way we've gone about it, the way our players, how hard our players have worked, our coaches, our staff, it doesn't change. So, look, we don't get too carried away with the wins and we certainly don't get too carried away with the losses. So we know the process that we're on and we also know how hard everyone's working to achieve.
One thing that is working a lot better is your forward line, and I like the cohesion. Even when Tabin has come in the last couple of weeks, Kirsten's working further up the ground, getting his numbers have improved significantly in the last couple of weeks, and Cam McCarthy obviously plays his part as well. That seems to be working a hell of a lot better than, say, what it was, say, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
But, I agree with you, Carl, but I also think, I mean, we're talking, and I haven't got the exact numbers, so don't hold me to it, but they've probably played 100 games between them, those three players.
Yep.
So it's going to take time. And I think we've said that all through the course of the year. And it will take time. We've got great faith in our coaching staff. At the end of the day, the players are the ones who have to do it. And those players you've mentioned, I mean, Matt Tabernar, for example, has gone back. He had some great form at Peel, so he's come back into the team, but he still knows what he has to work on. And Ken McCarthy and Shane Kirsten, all they've done since they've come to the club is play and train and do everything they can for us to be successful. And even when things weren't going our way early in the year, there was no pressure on those players because we know how hard they're working and what they're doing internally for us to get better.
Bondi, is Ross a coach that would have practiced that scenario at the end of the game with 22 seconds remaining? Has that been rehearsed a few times? Because from an outsider's point of view, looking in, it was absolutely nailed the way that you opened up the front of the square and the numbers charging in off the back.
Yeah, look, it is, Paul, and it's probably more so in the pre-season that you get more time to do that. It is a little bit more difficult in the in-season when our first training session, we really haven't got everybody on the track, and the second training session, you really are doing game scenarios and some team training that you have to do. But there's certainly that case, and then there's also the other case of being up by, you know, a certain amount of a score, you know, a really low score and only having 20 seconds to play as well or a minute to play as well. So, yeah, they are practised. You know, there's priorities and what has to be practised. But, yeah, they're certainly looked at throughout the course of the year, but more so on the pre-season.
3 weeks ago, Adelaide hadn't lost a game. They've lost their last two. GWS have lost a couple. St Kilda have lost, Richmond, who you played on the weekend, have lost their last three. Look at Port Adelaide. They've lost, I think, a couple as well after winning. Have you worked out who's the best team yet? Because you're playing Carlton this week, and a couple of weeks ago they were told that they were the worst team to pull on the Carlton jumper for 10 years.
Well, sounds similar, doesn't it? What's happening?
That might have been me that said that.
Because, look, at the end of the day, what it does tell me, I can't tell you who's the best team in it, but I can tell you how tough the competition is. And until you're right at the coalface and you see how hard everyone's working at it, it's a really tough competition. And all you can do is just try and get your players as fit and available as you can, get them all on the same page as you can, and really have, you know, great effort and try and do that. And that's what we've done, you know, since the season started. So, look, it is a really tough competition, Carl. There's no doubt about that. The some teams have really stepped up. You know, you look at St Kilda of what they've done the last few years. You look at Melbourne of what they've been able to do last week and go over and play against Adelaide. It's a really tough competition and it's one to be involved in. It's quite exciting to be involved in, but it's tough and our players are aware of that. And that's why everything has to be done as best as it can.
Thanks for joining us tonight, Bondi. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Paul. Cheers.